In fact, yesterday, some officers, many officers, have made declaration of the setup of a military committee for the public salvation here in Madagascar to replace the one led by Andry Rajoelina. And this military committee says that they will settle all the Malagasy political problem and to put together all the political actors here in Madagascar. So the development of this story will be more known today because they did not take the power properly to say yesterday, but they made the declaration of the setting up of this committee. So they say they will put this committee in place in order to normalize the process of political the political crisis resolution here in Madagascar. So how they are going to put in place process, it will be known more today and maybe tomorrow. But in fact, there is some tension between the factions with Andry Rajoelina and this growing number of officers who claim the setup of this committee.
So are you blaming President Andry Rajoelina for the current tension in the military and in the country?
As I told during my interview of yesterday, legally, once Andry Rajoelina has signed the agreement of Maputo, and he did not apply it, and it's not applied, normally he had resigned from the high authority of transition. So, in fact, there is no juridical basis for his power up to now, and it's a very personal transition, very unilateral. So, in fact, he is also blocking the process of negotiation. And, well, as I claimed myself since a long time ago, I think that we should really seek something new, something consensual, conforming with the international norms in order to take Madagascar out of this crisis. You know, for example, like the referendum taking place yesterday, there are a lot of irregularities. There is a lot of people claiming that they did not have their electoral cards. They were not inscribed in the electoral list, and there are some people who can vote even they were not inscribed in this electoral list. So there's a lot of things like that, the irregularities. So it's not for the fame of Madagascar to go on like that. So I think that anyway, I made myself an appeal to the army to take the responsibilities last Saturday. So as for myself, I think that we should find a consensual process in order to put everybody around the table and to seek the good for this country.
How are Malagasys reacting to this tense situation in the capital and around the country?
Well, I think that yesterday, for example, after the declaration, there was a rally of about 300,000 people around the camps, showing their support to the army, to these officers, and the number of the officers joining this declaration is increasing, and the sub-officers also, the soldiers also. So I think that it meets the it meets the support of the people, and we will see the development from today and from the coming days, because the Malagasy people is fed up with this situation, and we should really find a new way, otherwise we will stifle in this crisis.
Do you think that your call for dialogue among all the political class in the country will be adhered to by President Rajoelina and other actors? Because the head of the military said the military is behind President Rajoelina and they will crush any rebellion. What is your take on that?
Well, I've been a former prime minister. I've been, during the movement of 2009, I've been the main actor of that. I was in contact of the soldiers and the officers. I can assure you that this declaration can draw more officers and more soldiers than those in command presently. I think we will know very quickly the development of this story.